Now, have you seen that show, I'm Running Sainsbury's?
Oh, I hadn't until last night. Oh my God. Oh, the manager in that.
They take someone who works there and make them run the whole thing. Now, last time it was Joseph. Now, he ran, wasn't it the smallest Sainsbury's local in Derby?
I missed the first 15 minutes, so I don't know where they found him from, but he seemed really like a nice bloke. It was the manager bloke at the biggest Sainsbury's ever in the world, who was just like David Brent.
Yeah. So, Joseph worked in a small bit of one of the stores. They gave him Britain's biggest Sainsbury's to run. My question to you, how many David Brent-style management phrases were on the show last night on I'm Running Sainsbury's?
Oh, there were loads.
If you saw this, you will get this completely.
This bloke was hilarious. I think it must have been at least about 16.
16? Let's find out. Hang on. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is the David Brent style manager from last night's I'm Running Sainsbury's.
You're playing at the top of the Premiership, I suppose, if you was to put it into a football analogy. And that's what we are, you know, we're the Manchester United. Even though I support Liverpool, we are the Manchester United. And what I'm really looking for is a bit of a helicopter view. So he's in the helicopter above the produce department. And he's looking down and looking at the opportunities. Just a little phrase for you to write down, yeah?
Yeah.
The standards you set are you going to get.
Oh, that's good.
This has been a manager walking around taking the helicopter view. And the detail is retail, or retail is detail. Give you a little thing, yeah. All right, I'm the driver of a bus. Yes, yeah, so I'm driving my big double-decker bus. Yeah, I'm the driver because I'm the leader. Yeah. Now my bus is either going to be empty or it's going to be full of colleagues. If it's full, it's because they want to work for me. If I turn around, my bus is empty. They don't want to work for me. And you've got to get your bus full. So you think, you know, I said about the standards you get, the standards you set.
She wants to see you giving more direction, grabbing the balls by the horn, if you like.
That means that all the guys that work on checkouts don't have to shave because the manager's not shaving. You know, you can drag the horse to water, you can't make it drink it.
I do feel like a big fish in a small pond, yes, I do quite like it. It's better than being a tadpole drowning in the ocean, which I was at Sydenham, so.
Yeah. Oh my God. There were 10.
Oh, God.
She wants to see you giving more direction, grabbing the balls by the horn, if you like.
That old phrase, grabbing the balls by the horn.
Grabbing the balls by the horn, if you like.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
I would think so. I wouldn't recommend that.
Awesome. Grabbing the balls by the horn, if you like.
I don't know about you, but when I get on a bus, it's not because I want to work for the bus driver. It's because I want him to take somewhere. Me to wherever I'm meant to be going.
And remember,
detail is retail, or retail is detail.
Retail is detail, that's
right.
Yeah,
but Scott...
Yes?
The standards you set are the standards you get.
Oh! You know the David Brent phrases off of I'm Running Sainsbury's last night? Like this one?
Detail is retail, or retail is detail.
I forgot to mention it, but Jono actually did all the hard work on that. He compiled all of those, thanks to him, off of Unofficial Meals.
Very good.
Sorry for not crediting you before, because he actually did that for us. Thanks.